Okay. Yaakov Ishki Baraya, the third line down. Yaakov Ishki Baraya. Yaakov from the town of Gibaraya. Shol Rabbi Chagai, ask Rabbi Chagai. Me'ata, let us say, Nole ben Ashmoshos, Nimo ben Ashmoshos. Let's say the kid is born in a twilight period a week ago, whatever that twilight period is, that Nimo ben Ashmoshos. Let him be able to go and get his bris milah the following week, Ben Hashmoshes. In other words, if he's born, let's say, between Shabbos, Motzoi Shabbos, in the twilight period, let him get his bris milah the following week between Shabbos and Motzoi Shabbos. Now, says the Gemara Amar Leih, so he said, it's interesting, because these are two in Ben Hashmoshes is obviously the daytime. Amar Leih, so he says, says it's a response, Ilu avinan ana va'at olin b'chad tara. Were I and you to go in the same gate together, Dilma avinan yichol mechavnile, could we make it perfectly, exactly, together, simultaneously? It's not possible. So here, it's not not possible to know precisely when Ben Hashmoshes is day, when Ben Hashmoshes is night, and therefore we have no capacity to be precise and make a bris milah corresponding 8 days later to the time when it was Ben Hashmoshes, definitely day 8 days earlier.
So that's all according to one of the views of what Ben Hashmoshes is about.
Right. This is a very, very strange assumption. It's an assumption that the Ben Hashmoshes is day, but a period unto itself. And the response is that it's not definitely day, and therefore we don't know exactly when to make it. Okay? Well, it's kind of a very strange discussion. Says Gemara, Shmuel Amar Achastu Chama. Shmuel says if a person was seized by fever, a kid was seized by fever, Mamtinin Lo Chashloshim Yom, so you push over his bris milah automatically 30 days. Push out the bris in case of fever 30 days. Also, shloshim yom ma'ol achilu chela chol of truma. That 30 days, can you give him milk of truma? Now, most of the means that you grind up wheat and you get some sort of milky substance from it. But I remember learning somewhere that the Yerushalmi actually holds that the milk that comes from a cow, which a truma, I think we learned this during Shvius even, that a cow which eats produce, which is truma, generates milk which has a din of truma. Or a cow which eats produce or Shvius generates milk which has a din of Shvius. So I seem to recall something of that. Did any of you recall anything of that? Okay, so maybe I'm making it up. But that could be another shot here. Sounds good, right? So chol of truma would mean then that not a paste made of the truma, but rather a cow which consumed truma grain that now produced milk. So of course we know an orel can't eat truma. So again, can this kid who's in the temporary orel, can he eat truma?
It also makes more sense that it's actual challah, because a child less than 30 years old can't eat
wheat. You can't have ground up wheat, right?
By
Malusukusan, also Malusukah Shemen truma. Can you anoint it with oils of truma? Nishminimato, let's hear from the following case. So orel, v'chot meim, a person who's an orel, uncircumcised. Now, uncircumcised here means even if he's bonus, it's not his fault, he's a hemophiliac or something like that. Or have a chal tmeim, anybody's tummy, elo yochlu b'truma, they cannot eat truma. Their shame v'avdeim yochlu, their servants and their wives can eat truma. In other words, it's a special din on them because they have a foreskin, but it's not a din on their wives and slaves. So Rabbi Yachl, so in any event, what we see from here is that if you're an Orel, even if you're an Orel Onus, that's not your fault, you still can't eat truma. Rabbi Yachl B'Shem, Rabbi Tanu, over here said, ain't, excuse me. Ein oil, no. Ein oil miyom ha-shmini ma'ala. There is no oil except for the 8th day, meaning until the 8th day, the kid can consume milk of truma. The Tanakh came also into the brayso. Kol shloshim yom, for the 30 days, if he has his wrist pushed off, asa achilu chol of truma, you can't give milk of truma to eat, v'suchu b'shem and truma, nor to anoint it with oil of truma. But the first of the 7 days, Bepachas is Mutzer. Now, Lel Shmini, what about Ma'at Avila? What do you do with the 8th night? In other words, the Bris Milah can only have in the morning. What do you do with the night? Is that considered to be the 8th day? Is it part of the first 7? Nafkamina being our issue, where the difference being whether he can consume during that time Truma or not. So says the Gemara, no. From the time that, from that which you learned by Karbonos, on the 8th night, you ready can you can sacrifice a korban or make Maaser Behema out of an animal.
Meaning that Suba for the Mizbeach ready from the 8th night. You know, you can't sacrifice actually based on Mikdash till tomorrow morning, but ready is considered suitable to be a sacrifice, and therefore you can separate from Maaser Behema. For the one-tenth of your animal, even at the night of the 8th day. So from this is derived, that the night of the 8th day is like the 8th day, and therefore at that point you can no longer give the kid to eat truma, because he gets the status of Nora. The time came, he also learned that a bride, so kol shivas yomim, or, excuse me, 7 days, Mutzah achilu chol of truma. You have to give milk of truma to drink the suchu shem and truma and anoint the blood of truma, but not after 7 days have passed. Okay, even at the 8th night, you can't give it to him anymore. Anyway, tzitzim amakvin samilo. These are the pieces of flesh which impede the kashrus of the milo. Basar achov is rova Torah. The flesh which surrounds the majority of the crown of the aver, if that's still intact, ain't ochel b'truma, not allowed to eat truma. Imaya ba'abaser, if a person was fat and therefore looks like he has an orla, misakta v'nei ma'atzayin, and he fixes and he trims it, your other people shouldn't think he taka is an orla. Ma'avla parasimil, if he didn't mila, he didn't rip the membrane on top of the exposed part of the aver, so kill him out if he didn't do bris milah. El tzitzit makvin esamilo. What are these tufts of flesh which impede the kashrus of the bris milah? Rabbi said, besides the majority of the circumference of the aver, it is so also rov govash ha'atara. If you have in one spot the majority of the height of the crown of the aver, so that in of itself also is considered to be tzitzim akvis amila, mila impediment to the kashrus of the mila. Rabbi Tavai b'shem Shmuel well said, how do we know if he's got that flesh there? You check him out and when a time when he has an erection to see if that what kind of flesh is left there, and whether it's too much and it's considered that the bris milah didn't take effect. Okay, Tani, we learned. I'm sorry, movelo paras milah kilomo. Their person did a bris milah, but it didn't rip the membranes as if he didn't do a bris milah. Tani, we learned varnish chorus. The guy who did the bris milah, the moyo. If he did the milah on Shabbos and didn't do the priya, he gets chorus. Why? Because he's mechal Shabbos. He didn't do the mitzvah milah. Mitzvah milah is do milah and priya. Right? They didn't do it. Rabbi Yaakov Sherevel said, "Oh, the tamer shembol amar k'day amar." It's only if he doesn't have enough time on Shabbos to finish it off. Avi Yeshbuk the amar, if it's got enough time for Shabbos to go back and finish it off, Mimarik, he goes back and finishes off the priya. Vein ochetchin, he doesn't have to be concerned about being chayav koris. Tani, we learn. Kol shal shesek mila, as long as the person is involved in mila, chayze ben al tzitzma makvin samila, he can go back and do the flesh, which is an impediment to the gashes of the mila, or ben al tzitzma makvin samila, even on those which are not an impediment to the gashes of the mila, pirish. Once he stopped, and chayze el al tzitzma makvin samila, he can go back for those ridges of flesh which are impediment to the gashes of the bris mila.
I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan says, we learned just last night, according to Rabbi Yosi, Afilo Tzitzit Shemak V'Zemila, once you start a mitzvah, you even go back and finish the unessential parts of mitzvah, even the tzitzit which are not an impediment to the kashas of the mitzvah. Ipiresh, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi, no, I'm sorry, Ipiresh Chayzer, right. Hi, Dein Rabbi Yosi, where do we see this Rabbi Yosi? Hating Rabbi Yosi, he, which Rabbi Yosi? Nina Tamu, we learned over there. When the first day Sukkot comes on Shabbos, the Shochach, and he forgot, he's exempt because he took it out with permission. Why? Because there's a mitzvah today. And he thought, well, there should have been a mitzvah today. There isn't. But he was told by our mitzvah. He thought he was doing it with permission, so therefore he's exempt from punishment. Is that true even by a mila knife and even by matzah if he takes it out? That even on the meat with the flesh is not impediment the kashas and the mila. You can go back and do them. Or the Amras teaches us that anything which is even peripheral to the mitzvah is considered to be part and parcel of the mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to go back and get your knife or get the matzah, etc., etc. Well, I shouldn't say you're allowed to. If you did it, then you're tovah dvar mitzvah, and you don't have to bring a korban to atone for yourself. Okay? That's not it. Exactly the same. Right? Same thing, exactly the same verbatim. Hajjah Perek Rebbe Lesser. New Perek. Last Perek in the Gemara by Yerushalmi. Rebbe Lesser Omer. Time out of service. Rebbe Lesser Omer. Tell us how Mishbeach is Biyotif. Rebbe Lesser says you're allowed to. Now, I'm going to learn this like the Mashbiach, because the Gemara here is difficult. You don't learn it like the Mashbiach. What happens is we're talking about Medin Ohel.
I'm sorry, Dr. Spindel, but I'm sorry.
The let's imagine this is what you're using, and you're putting on a cloth in order to strain the wine on Shabbos, right? On Yontif, actually. So putting on the cloth, the way the Mashbiach learns, even though it says tolin, doesn't actually mean you're allowed to put it there. This is the cloth. If it's there, you're allowed to put it in place. Okay, you're allowed to adjust. Tol means, he learns, means to pull it in place. Tos assures me that you're allowed to put Kornei Belezer Mishmeres with strain on Yontif in place. And although you're not even allowed to stretch on Shabbos and put it in place, but if it's already there, you're allowed to pour wine in it in order to separate the dregs from the wine. Chomrim Eitos Mishmeres Yontif, you're not allowed to even stretch it on Yontif. And it goes out saying you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Veinus and Kleber Shabbos, you're not even allowed to put into one which is already there on Shabbos. Why not? Because Rabban Roda, what's the issue here? Borer. Because you're separating the dregs from the wine. I'm nice and clear beyond what one is allowed to do borer yontif, and therefore you can put the wine and the dregs into one which is already extended over on yontif.
And Shabbos, can you move it directly, or does it have to be flach?
No, you can move it directly. According to Rabbi Lezer, right? And according to Rabboni, you can't move it anyway. We pass my Rabboni. Tani, we learned. I should say what we learned here is all wrong. The gears in the Yerushalmi here is all messed up. What it should say is, first of all, Zopar, which is missing here. It should say, instead of Lo Nechliku, etc., it should say, Modim Chachomi Rabbi Lezer. Chachomi can see the point to Rabbi Lezer. She'ein Osim Olim B'tchila B'yontif. You can't make an Ohel to begin with on Yontif. Can't pitch a tent on Yontif. That's obviously his answer. Aman echlugu, what was the machlogus? Amosifu, are you allowed to add to a tent? If you have a pre-existing tent, can you add on to it? Shabbalezer, my amosifu, Yontif, says you cannot. And not a Yontif, ain't circle, my Bishabbos, go, let's say you can't do it on Shabbos. The Chachomim say, Mosifu, Bishabbos, ain't circle, my Yontif, you can. You can't pitch the tent, but you can expand the tent, even on both on Yontif and even on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Lezer is consistent. Well, why is Rabbi Lezer consistent? Because Rabbi Lezer says you can't add on Yontif, nor on Shabbos, right? What does it mean you can't add? Can't extend it, right? I mean, you can't expand it. But to extend it is okay, right? What? Expanding means, in other words, if I have, let's say, if this is slightly too small, so I expand it a little bit, stretching it, right? Extending means if this is all it's covering, to cover the whole thing. Okay. So now, and the Gemara's question though is a Rabbanan. Gemara's question on Rabbanan, why are Rabbanan Machmir here, and they said you can't stretch it. They said you're allowed to be. They said that you're allowed to be matir. You're allowed to be mosif. Right, Rabbanan say you're allowed to be mosif on Shabbos and on Yotif. Why now? Why are you allowed to be mosif if you're not allowed to be? Why allowed to add if you're not allowed to expand? Extend. Why allowed to add if you're not allowed to extend? So it says more again. The call lobato sefes anu kayomi. That's in the fifth line down the Gemara. The call lobato sefes anu kayomi. Aren't we here talking about adding on? And here chachomim say not allowed to add on. So over there, why they say you're allowed to add on? Our Mishnah is talking about a new Mishmeres. It was never used before. And therefore, the first time you extend it, you're actually being Makabah Patish, because you're giving it its full dimensions for the first time. That's awesome. That's a comment didn't allow. It's supposed to Mosif into adding on, meaning moving it over or adjusting or whatever the case may be, where it's already a used one, it's already been used once, so that's not Makabah Patish, and that's okay. No, because it's extending and extending and then what's the opposite of extend? It's the opposite of extend.
Contract.
No, that's expand. What's the opposite of extend? Yeah. Retract. Okay, because it's extending and retracting as opposed to creating, opposed to making. Okay, and that's what he says. Because Amrayan Makati Pati Mishmeres Chadosh Shemachshir Lako, the first time using it makes it suitable for use. So says more now. If that's the case, if our mission is talking about where you're extending it for the first time, Koshke Mechava she tested Rabbi Lezer. Now you certainly are making me a problem with Rabbi Lezer. Because there Rabbi Lezer said you're not allowed to pitch a tent on Yontif, right? And here Lezer says you're allowed to pitch this this trainer on Yontif. How, what's the difference, right? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. I'm sorry. First Gemara goes to the question itself. My Taman Shemachshir Lekeli. Now, Taman here in Yerushalmi, of course, means here. If here in Yerushalmi, you're making it a keli for the first time, at Omar Mutar, you say it's okay, Kor Rebbe Lezer, Khan, over there, by adding on, by extending, Shainu Machshir Lekli, you're not making a keli for the first time. Lo Koshke, it's a Nakavachome, that it's Mutar. Sorry, Chani Rechid said, Asid Rebbe Lezer, Krabi Yehuda. No. Rabbi Lezer goes to Rabbi Yehuda. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. We learn name Rabbi Yehuda. Af machshiri ochel nefesh itiru. Here, vadet to doraisa. Sure to doraisa. Right? Here, it is mati, however, because it's ochel nefesh. Why is it ochel nefesh? Because you're straining your wine. There, in the case of the Brinto Sefta, it's not a case of ochel nefesh. It's building a tent. It's extending a tent. It's not a tent over a vessel, a strainer. It's a tent mamish. And at that mamish is no after vochel nefesh. So that's why Rabbi Lezer here was mekel and said you're allowed to do the first initial shaping of the vessel even on Yom Tov, because he holds just like he holds machshir mitzvah doichel Shabbos, he also holds machshir ochel nefesh, the preparations for food are doichel Shabbos, as opposed to the you can't make a keli, right? You can, once you have a keli, you can use it. That's okay. But you can't make keli, so therefore Rabbanu our Mishnah are machmir. Okay. It says when I said Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehuda. Even the machshim of ochel nefesh, even the preparations are mutter. Racham shem raibo sekadivir machshir uvilvad milamalon. Now, Rabbi then said, it's okay to do. It's all right to extend. As long as it's connected on top, the Mashbiach reads the word bilvad over lavad. Lavad means like lavud, means connected. In other words, it's got to be connected on top. Okay, so it has to be connected, because then this is the way we paskin. By the way, this is not mumbo jumbo. If you have, let's say, a baby carriage with an awning, you can only spread the awning if it was already partially extended before Shabbos. That's what he's saying here. Vacha, it has to already be extended somewhat. Can be held up, but it doesn't have to be free, you know, just dropped on whatever we're talking about. But it has to be somewhat extended. Okay, Kadah, like this case, fascinating case. We may have been in Pasi, days where I've been in Pasi, have a Riva Bebe Midrasha. Now, in my opinion, everybody translates Riva wrong. Even Lieberman Bechvoido Vatzmo. They learn Riva's Miloshon reclining. It's not clear to me exactly where they get the usage, but that's how you learn. But Riva, of course, means rain.
What?
Rain. Hey, there's in the Gemara in the Bavli in the several times in Sechel Tai, it talks about Revir Rishoino, Revir Shnia, the first rain of the season, the second rain of the season. It's rain is called Revir. The Gemara says in Tai, it's because it's Rovea Sadoma, it procreates with the land, because the true what? So once it was raining in the base medrash. So leak in the roof, right? Vav parsin kile miasmo. From yesterday already, there had been curtains extended midalat amos, but they weren't extended over the entire ceiling of the base matter. They extended only 4 amos. V'machor have a parsin kule, and the next day they extend them over the entire base matter, even though it was Shabbos, because they wanted to keep out the water. Savurus, they wanted to say Savurus meimar midiver avilim and pasi. They wanted to say that they had heard that this had been heard, the permissibility of murder for the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yehuda Pazi. But kun va'ashkechu, so they went and they checked, and the lav midas Rabbi Yehuda Pazi, that wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Pazi, because Rabbi Yehuda Pazi holds ad sheyifros rubon. You can't extend the curtains or the ceiling or the covering. Unless the majority of it had been already extended from before Shabbos, and here only 4 amos of it being extended before Shabbos. Rechim Hashem Rabbi Yochan said, Hanotea, now I don't think it should be Notea, I think it should be Hanotea only, because that's a verb used. So he puts up a tent, Shabbos, Chai Mishubona. Even if he doesn't start pounding pegs into the ground, I would say it's chai because of bonin, because Yushami holds that temporary binyan is also binyan. We learned that a few days ago. So therefore, even if a person builds a son which is not a permanent structure, it's chai because of bonin. Or Rabbi Zir said, it's not bonin, because you're only extending them and folding them back on Shabbos. So therefore, that's not going to be true bonin. Rabbi Bakoin Bakun Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Bakoin asked in front of Rabbi Yossi. Ha'en kilo dala roi da ma'u. Am I allowed to open and close the parochas on the Aron Kodesh? Asking a question. I'm making mechitza every time I open and close it, right? So the Yerushalmi answers in line with their previous principle, right? Amalek came with the Prusa Miesmo, since it was raised somewhat extended over there from beforehand. For yesterday, Nasika Bozeach Mano of a Shabbat, it's just like opening and closing a door. It's not like creating a wall and destroying a wall, because it's made to be opened back and forth. Rabbi Zia Rabchia Barashi B'Shem Shmuel said, "Hamisham, if you do Mishamer, Chachamim Maser Mishnah, if you do strain the wine from the dregs, Chai Mishem Borei Chai, because of Borei, you separated improperly." Rabbi Zia Lo Mistabra El Mishem Market, it's because not a Borei, which means separate, but because of Market, which is like when you
you are allowed to take them and
when you sift. Sifting grain. Sifting grain is called our color. Because you make a dance in the pan. Okay? So, I just made that up now, but it sounds good. Originally they say, originally we said, to Rabbi Zira, it's a good svara to say it's because of market. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, however, Ma marakid kemach lematam sos lemalon. Somebody who sifts his flowers on the bottom and his coarser granules are on top, right? Solus is bran or coarser granules. Ava mishamer yain tapetzayig ava manav. Even somebody who strains wine, yain lamato mishmar lamato. The smaller pieces, just like over there, the flour goes into the basin, and the coarser pieces stay on top. So to hear that the wine goes down and the preserves go the dregs stay on top, so therefore it's very similar to our quota. The same reason our quotas also should apply to this, because the same thing happens. The coarse stuff stays on top and the fine stuff goes to the bottom, or the liquid stuff in our case, right? So below Avina and Armin Klun, that's originally assumed. They're Chayakas and Moroccan, and that's why, because it's similar in physical appearance. But we were not saying anything. It was not true. Why? Lama. How can I prove that? Because there's a word missing here, Shri Biyantif. Because you're allowed to accord on Yantif. Mikla Brera. Shuter Biyantif Mikla Brera. It's not us, you have the cause of Brera. Futer Mikla Shimon also doesn't have to be watched. Hutar, since it says Hutar Mikla Brera,
I'm not sure Hutar Mikla Shmira, Shmishimur is.
Because remember, he's. You need the.
Shimon, I guess, is some sort of tolada brera, because we said mishan, it's removing the shmarim, so I guess it's something related. I'm not sure exactly, but it's related activity of some sort. Anyway, uta mikla brera, since it's mutra and shar yotiv du brera, you can even use kalim. Barakadako, in the normal fashion, b'cheiko, whether it be with your lap, v'tamkoi, whether it be with a pot. Hutzer miklal shimur, hutzer miklal shimur means you can move the dregs nice and l'kluya b'yontif. Means you're allowed to put the dregs in a dangled sieve from before, from on yontif. Yet it says there, "Velo hutar miklal arkada yontif." You're not allowed to do arkada.
So if it was a lot of sifting, it would be forbidden on Yotiv nonetheless. The Marabi Chenina broke, because Reichina broke, B'Shem Rayuda said, Ein Shonim Esakemach, one is not allowed to re-sift the flour on Shabbos. Avo Markim Lachari Nafel, the only way to do it is by sifting with a sheet, or doing it on the back of the normal sieve. So in any event, in Tema Shumarka, we just say that there are ways in which you can do the harakota on Yontif, right? But you have to do with a shinui.
So in the end of Yerushalmi holds, you're allowed to do brera and Yontif.
Yeah. But now it's do harakota. That's what we're getting at. Again, in Tema Shumarka, the Aoser. It's because in market, it's Aoser. Our Mishnah, where it says that you're allowed to be Meshamer, it can't because of our Kodah, because our Kodah is not Mutar. Our Kodah is only Mutar B'der Shinui, because our Kodah is Osir. Okay? So therefore, Amrei Yisrael Rebun, Udlok Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going Rabbi Yehuda either. Ditani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Ab Makshir Yochol Nevesh Yitiru. He's also Matir Makshir Yochol Nevesh, and we're at Matir Makshir Yochol Nevesh here. Even on Yotif, right? This is Makshir Yochol Nevesh. Prepare the sieve would be Makshir Yochol Nevesh. You're preparing to make Yochol Nevesh. He doesn't like to do so. Boya da milsa. How do we know that? Because we have this question. Mal l'shanos kemach l'achorei anapo k'rabona. I'm sorry. I misread that. Boya da milsa mal l'shanos kemach l'achorei anapo k'rabona. That which we asked, whether you're allowed to do a flower upside down, an upside down sieve, it's according to Rabbanon, that question. Because Rabbanon only were Matir Harkoda on the backside of the sieve. The question is, are you allowed to do Harkoda? No. I'm making a too big a deal of this. Boy, that Milsa Maushas came a coin apocrabota means, like Rabbi Yehuda, of course you're allowed to do our quarter, because like Rabbi Yehuda, even Makshiri Ochel Nevish is Mozart, right? Allowed to anything. You have to prepare, cut down trees to make wood in order to make Ochel Nefesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Shaila is, are you allowed to do Harkodah on grain? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's partial, you are. According to Rabbanon, the Shaila is, are you allowed to do it? Because Rabbanon holds you're not allowed to do Makshiri Ochel Nefesh. So I have to say, Boy, the Milsa Ma'ul Shaila's Kema Chori Napak Rabbanon. Like Rabbanon, you're not allowed to do Harkodah, you don't have to be allowed to do the Shino or not. That's the question. It's the only question. Like Rabbanan, not a question like Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's partial mutter. Okay? For sure not. Now with the Amata with the Shin, it's only on a Yontif, right? Not on Shabbos, right? I mean, I assume that's the case. What?
You can't.
No, you can't. That's a little, that Rabbi Lezer was matir that. We chachamim don't ask, chachamim don't matir, because they all talk about it.
What if you need it for kiddush?
What?
Shabbos, if you need it for kiddush, it's ochel nefesh for.
Too bad, there's no heter ochel nefesh. The thing is that's just said, you don't have it's mutter to do. And we prove that it must be because of Borah, not because of our Akkadah, because if it was because of our Akkadah, it was called sifting, so then it's also even on Yotam, so it must be just called Borah. Okay, says the mission further. Noisim ma'am agabi shmorim was allowed to put water on top of dregs b'shil she yitzlu in order that the water should run clear and have a taste of wine. Besides the same sudorim, when it's allowed to strain wine in sudorim in cloth garments ubekfivos mitrios or in Egyptian baskets, because that's not going to be derek brera at all. Truth is, I think it's more than that. I think because you get back whatever strained out
is also suitable to eat and there or to drink, and therefore it's not ochel mitoch psos, but ochel mitoch ochel, which is okay. That's a separate problem. You are coloring, and the question is whether not so much coloring, but maybe you'll squeeze out the dye. So I guess Kohanim is reason him. They knew what to. Oh, it's not Kohanim. I take that back. It's all from over the base on Mikdash, but it's not. I don't know. It's just they don't bother dealing with it, but you're right. There could be a problem somewhere. So you take a colored rag. A colored rag. A colored shmata to do your straining. So you're not dying. So Ray died.
There's no big change.
Oh,
so there's no coloring by food.
There's no coloring by food, yeah. Ain't three of both. According to most parts. I thought you talked about coloring the cloth. But coloring the cloth is also a good question. Right. Okay. So, name it. You know, they always are allowed to do it. Nicely, Beit HaMikdash Shulchan was allowed to put a mustard in an egg in a mustard sieve. But they wanted to make it more yellow. But let's say Yadmulin Shabbos is allowed to make a special spiced wine called Yadmulin on Shabbos. But they don't remember Shabbos because the Ben on Shabbos can make it in a cup. But Yotif Lagi Yotif can make it in a jug. But we'll go ahead and. Because you can even make it in a barrel. So the command depends what, not on the day, but on how many argument and how many gifts you have. Now, when you make the strainer out of a cloth, you shouldn't make it like a teak, which is like a container. Like a teak is a briefcase, right? What? Like a pouch. Good word. Why? Because then it looks like you're building. Le merci kibone. Boya da milsa. Mao lichbos of anasis teak mealea. They asked the question. Are you allowed to? Now, I don't understand exactly how this works. But somehow you turn the cloth you want to use as a strainer on its side, and it doesn't become an oil. I don't know exactly how that works. But anyway, eventually I said Shabbos. Amrei Masi Mato. So eventually I said Shabbos Kedera Shos B'Chol. You'll have to do it sideways, even though it will become a tent-like thing, a tent-like protection for whatever you're putting it on. But you're allowed to do it as long as you don't make an additional doorway in the process of doing so, which is going to be a problem. Not a doorway. Unless as long as you don't do it on Shabbos, the same way you do it on a weekday. In other words, you have to do it with a shinui. But once you do the shinui, even if you're going to put in the cloth in a way which makes some form, it's okay.
Normally you would do it this way, so on Shabbos you do it this way.
You're not making a form? Why is not making a pouch? Was upside down? Maybe that's why.
It's not containing everything. If anything,
it's mm-hmm.
Containing everything.
That could be. Amrei Master Manasotil Vachalis Bishabskaya Sukhshurisu Bukho. Kini Mastiso. Came back to our Mishnah. This is the way to read it. Mifarim Baitso bim Misnel Shukhardo. When it's allowed to separate an egg and toss it around in the mustard strainer, but not actually to borer on the eggs. Of course, you can't be borer the yolk from the white. What it means is that both the yolk and white will get yellow, and then you'll put them back together again. Right? You want to get a yellowish tinge. That's who you're rolling them out of the mustard seed. So the bottom line is you'll bring it back together then, and then you'll consume them. Okay? Gush shel chayda. One is a block of mustard. So Rabbi Yishev Rilev said, "Memayich biyadav lo bekli." In order to crush, you can crush with your hand and not with a vessel. Rabbi Yaakov Baracho and Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yaakov said, "Memayich." According to the Mashbiach, this should be the exact opposite. This is not exact opposite. Rabbi bekli avlo biyad. You can crush the mustard with a vessel, but not with, excuse me, not with your hand. Rabbi Yochum said, "Wait." What are you saying? That the shino is to do it with the vessel? Va'alo, and this says ha'klovim, but it should be ha'alo b'chol yom, says Mashbiach. Every day in osim kein, right? You don't every day use a your hand, that on Shabbos, a keli it should be a shinui. Right? You're assuming that every day a person uses his hands, and therefore on Shabbos he should do with a shinui, which is to use his vessel. Who says? Right? Perhaps they don't necessarily do it by hand, they can do it by vessel as well. Good question, why doesn't answer it? Rabbi Chiske and Rabbi Yosh, Rabbi answer, Mimaich Bein Biyad Ubein Bekli. They said you're allowed to Mimaich, I forgot what that means. It means to crush, but what are we crushing? Oh, for the vessel seed, right. You have to do both with the hand and both with the vessel because there's no significant shinui. In other words, where there to be a significant shinui, we look for it. But we said a line ago that both ways of doing it exist, right? Doing it both by hand and by implement during all the days of the week. So therefore, the bottom line is no shit to make. There's no shit to make and just go to do it outright. Yeah, but I don't know what mustard is. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe mustard is so soft that it's not necessary. But you asked a good question. I don't know the answer. Rav Vosi Amul Shabbos Chayyan Mulin. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Yochanan said, Yain with Vash Pilpulin, wine and honey and peppers. Okay? So it's a good dish which is good for refuah, but it's also good because, you know. It's also good, I guess, because it's also good for a fool, even though it's also good for a fool, but a regular lay person can use it as well. And we don't ask because they're a fool.
This is the ingredient, these are the ingredients
to Yahoo. Yeah. Yain, Vash, and Pilpul. Any problem? Okay. And it's not hot peppers, sweet peppers. All right. And now for the Coca-Cola. Okay,
That's exactly it.
Ain't sure as a chiltis. You can't sell chiltis to a very sharp vegetable, the potion, in lukewarm water. According to many sources, that's because it's going to get cooked. Other sources call it because uvda the chol, it looks like a weak thing. I've noticed that the chol, it's a work of putting it into vinegar. Ain't sure as a karshin, can't put, what are karshin again? I forget. Some other vegetable. Below shoving osam. And you can't rub them. I have no sinu l'socha kora, but you can put them into a kora, and here on the side it changes that to kavari. You can put them into a sieve, or l'tocha kora into a basket, in order to transport them from place to place, as long as your intent is not to sift. Also, you can put your grain on a high place so that the chaff falls off. You can take stuff in your sieve where your intent is not to sift it, but just carry it, and you can transport it Yeah, it's actually a feedback. What it means is that, I guess what I'm trying to say is that you can carry it even in a keli which you can't use on Shabbos. But you can't sift it, but you can use the sieve in order to, as a bucket, to carry the grain from place to place. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? Carry it from one trough to another trough. Or feedback to another feedback. Alright, Mother Ramana said, Kini Masis is the way to read our Mishnah. I have no sifah of tochom, but you can put in front of you in water, but if it's cold water, it's okay. You're allowed to put even in cold water. You don't have to put the chiltis in cold water. Rabbi Yochum Shem, Rabbi Yai said, I feel a bit so in us, you're not allowed to even put chiltis in cold water. Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yochum said, lo shon el potion. You don't say, now to put chiltis in lukewarm water, so cold water is okay. Ella, al chinam yaganu, for naught we learned this Mishnah, because we don't pass like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can do it in cold water, you just can't do it in lukewarm water. The way you just told me, Rabbi Yan, I can't even do it in lukewarm water, can't even do it in cold water. So I learned the Mishnah was for naught. The Radal says it means that we see here you can't pass an aloch out of a Mishnah. Which is a general principle, you can't pass on a Mishnah, because then he would have been led astray to assume that in cold water you're allowed to soak the chiltis. There are others who say, Al-Chinam Yaganos Bitmiel. That's what Carbonator says. We work for nothing. In other words, we understood the Mishnah well. How can you, Rabbi Yannai, come and change our understanding and say the parameters are different? Shmo Amar Chiltis Atzma. Ravun Amar Mei Chiltis Mutar Shtodim Shabbos. Ravun says that you're allowed to drink Chiltis waters on Shabbos that doesn't look like Rafua, even if you do it for Rafua purposes. Shmuel Amar Chiltis Matzma Machu Brimim. Shmuel said Chiltis itself is eaten by healthy people and therefore you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Ravun Amar Mant Acha Masko Zuzim Minet. Somebody who eats the measure of a zuz of Chiltis, Mistakin, is in danger. Voron Echlatz, and his skin starts peeling off of him. It's so sharp. Okay? Ain't trace of Kashir, not allowed to soak the hops, Mishum Borer, somehow that's Borer. Ain't shoving El Sam, you're not allowed to rub them, Shum Dosh, I guess you get a liquid out of a solid or something like that, anyway, it's considered to be Dosh. Ain't Kobrim as Satem and Bikvar, one is not allowed to, I did, you're right. Rabbi Ba Azcha Masko Zuzumine Parish Lenar. Rabbi Ba ate a measure of this chiltis and he ran to the river because he got so hot he was afraid his skin was going to burn off of him. Sorry. Ain't sure guys, because she ain't allowed to soak the kashim and bora because of bora. Ain't sure guys, some ain't allowed to rub them mishum dash. Some of that's dash, I guess you're moving the chaff by doing that. Ain't sure guys, one is not allowed to sift the hay or the straw in a sieve. You can't put it on a high place on the side mountain in order that chaff should fall down the mountain and the grain should remain intact, because that's also a form of sifting. Okay, Garvin Livni Abatam, one is allowed to remove animal fodder from in front of an ox which is being fattened for slaughter. You can push it aside, so it doesn't get defecated upon by the ox. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chachomim, let me say this is forbidden. You can't move it. Now, why can't you move it? So the patch is you can't move it because it's mukta for the animals eating, right? Was allowed to take from one animal and give to another animal. Okay? Even on Shabbos. This is talking about food. Was allowed to take food from one animal and give it to another animal. Okay? That you're allowed to do. So to sweep it away on the floor from the animal so it doesn't defecate on it, that you're not allowed to do. But to take it from one animal to another animal, that's not, I guess it's not mukta, I guess it's a tircha issue. That you're allowed to do. All right? Is that clear? It's not moving from that one animal, but move from animal to animal is okay. I think the Yerushalmi said Ashviya Gumos. We've had it so many times already. The Yerushalmi begrudges us one more use of the word. So I don't think so. Maybe. Why are you not allowed to move it from in front of one cow, lest it defecate? Because an ox is just being fat and it eats the stuff which was lying around the excrement. So ever the fact that the ox might defecate on it is not enough reason to move the stuff. Boy Adomil, so they ask this question. Allowed to take from one animal, give to another animal. Lamas, he should ask more than that in our Mishnah. Neither of the Nebemazu, you can take from one animal and put another. Neither of the Nebemazu, but Shabbos, put another animal, put it for another animal on Shabbos. Says more, no. Mastis and Mimino. Our Mishnah is talking about giving from one cow to another cow. Srikhole, my Shiloh is Mimashaino Mina moving from a cow to a donkey. You're allowed to do that. Well, Tani learned, no, well, let's see. We learned. No saint should be lifting a bar. One can take for it in front of a donkey and give to a cow. If they be able to be right, you can take for an animal which has a bad mouth, bad teeth, can't chew. Nice if they be able to give it to an animal which can't chew. So we see you're allowed to do so. Hakasha gabi amito. If you have straw on top of your bread, you can't move it with your hand because it's mukta. You can move with your body because that's lachayat. If it was animal fodder, or shell of Cairo Sunny, or was designated by virtue of there being upon it a pillow or a sheet, then you're allowed to actually move it with your hand. A press used by a Baabosino, you're allowed to undo, have a low kosher, you're not allowed to tighten the press in order to take the crease out of your pants. You shall kosher him if it's a press of a professional launderer, but he's not allowed to touch on Shabbos at all. Why is that? Because, according to Pnei Moshe, says, because the Mukta Machmas Chesron kids, he might come to use it. And Karmieta says, because it looks like you're so sick, like you're destroying it. And well, Gemara sounds like Carbonator when we get over there. Even if the professional press was was printed before Shabbos, Matthias Kalim is showing them, then you're allowed to I guess it's untie your clothes and remove your clothes from the press. So even the professional one, if it was already over for Shabbos, you'll have to go there and remove your clothes from it. Okay? Said to Shabbos for the Masitza Shlo Yoshel Lamasma, when you're not allowed to hold the straw, when you didn't sleep on the bed yesterday, so it never became designated, right? If you slept on the bed yesterday, then the straw becomes like your body, you're allowed to move it. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Reidy. Yishayim Yisholim, the original people used to ask, Mao she'inanu derech hatzil yodav, can you move the straw with your elbows? Is that enough of l'achra yad? Do the straw with your elbow. I'm Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana said, very interesting language. Everybody goes crazy over this. The Kikar Oden gives the pshat, which Lieberman likes to both. But most says, karech, you got a bald person, krecha, bald, make him more bald. Kipoch, a person who's forsaken or shortchanged, kipocha, shortchange him some more. You have a person who's shvoch tzaninim, aman de adele. You have a person who's cold, pour more cold water on them. Nafa besa, aman, it should be derevile. You have a person whose ruse it's raining on, and here everybody agrees derevile means rain. This house will fall on it. So it means is, once you have a pattern, the pattern continues. So therefore, if l'achayat is mutter, the way Pnei Moshe explained it, l'achayat is mutter, it's mutter even with this. It doesn't have to be l'achayat with some other part of the body, it can even be mutter with this as well. Okay? Rabbi Chia, where Chia said a fascinating, depressing thing, Hadein Dein Lani, this Torah which we got, it's bad for poor people. How so? He says, wait, this Kikar Laden explains it. Kikar Laden and the Rodal. Kikar Laden. He says that a rich guy, he has a pillow. So he can move his straw on Shabbos because he had a pillow on before Shabbos. A poor guy, he didn't have a pillow. So therefore he can't move his straw on Shabbos. So a poor person, he's taka doubly cursed.
He don't got no money, and therefore he doesn't get the perks either. Okay? Vatani. Now, getting back to the issue in our Mishnah of the press. Vatani, we learn money chachom le'ar me'ach, chom le'ar me'ach, chom le'ar me'ach, chom le'ar me'ach, if you have seals and something in the ground, shemefak b'kin, that one can loosen them, and even undo them, Matiran, well, all these are synonyms for various different types of cutting loose the bonds. The Chotchim, you're allowed to cut them, it should be Biyontif. You're allowed to cut, do all these things on Yontif. B'Shabbos, Mifakvikin, you're allowed to loosen a little bit, Avlom Avkin, but you cannot separate the individual threads. Lo matir, nor can you undo the knot. Lo chotchim ain't allowed to cut. Okay? Lo chotchim came b'shabbos. B'shabbos lo chotchim. B'kalim, if that's all talking about... That's what I'm talking about. If it's connected to the ground, right? That's good. If you have a rope connected to the ground, so you're not allowed to do any of these things on Shabbos. What you're allowed to do is loosen a little bit, not cut it, sever it, etc., etc. Okay? And you have to be allowed to, but not on Shabbos. A rope connected to the ground, mechubel karka. So, bakelim, but it's a rope which is on a vessel. Shabbos mutar, Shabbos you're allowed to do all these things: loosen, cut, you know, undo, etc., etc. Beit Zonayot goes out saying that's mutar yotif. If that's the case, why by the press did they not allow you to open on Shabbos? Right? If they let you even loosen a rope attached to the ground, why did they not let you undo the press? So you have no choice but to say that they made the press like a ground. It's like the ground you're not supposed to really touch on Shabbos. A rope tied to the ground. So to this rope tied to the press, you're not allowed to undo it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael said, our Mishnah says that, Shokovsin lo yiga bahen, it says that if it belongs to a laundry, you're not allowed to touch it, which is substantial evidence, what we just said, that it's not considered to be proper to move it on Shabbos, because Chachomin gave it the status of as if it was ground itself. Okay, that's the end of all the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. Let us learn some Mishnayos. Now, to just the interest of saving time, since we have 10 minutes left, I will use the Kahati. Don't tell anybody. I was just kidding. Okay, I'll read a Mishnah and translate. Mishnah and translate. No to other is Bnob M Byodo, Barkal of M Besoch, Metal Trumat May Mato Tora Vimachwin. Raidam Raf Mali Samaduma Bachunameya. One may take a stone his son and a stone in his hand.
I'm sorry.
One may take his son and a stone is in his hand. And a supply basket and a stone which is in it. The English here is so bad. And one may move unclean to Ruma with clean and with ordinary produce. Avida says one may even take up the meduma from 101. Mishnah 2. Ha'evin shapiyah chavis matal tidavina feles. Ha'isaben ha'chavios magbil matal tidavina feles. Moshe ha'kar noes ha'kar ve'noflos. Ha'isa love of lash leshes. If a stone is on the mouth of a jug, he may incline it on its side so it falls. If it was between the jugs, he may raise it and incline it on its side and it falls. If there are coins on the cushion, he may shake the cushion and they fall. If there was a dirty substance on it, he may wipe it with a rag. If it was of hide, one may put water on it until it is gone. Mishnah Gimel. Beis Shammai says one may raise from the, up from the table bones and shells, but Beis Hillel says he takes the entire board and shakes it. One may remove from before the table less than an olive's bulk of crumbs and pods of peas and pods of lentils, because it is animal food. If a sponge has the leather handle, one may wipe with it. And if not, one may not wipe with it. But the sages say, in either case, it may be handled on Shabbos
but it cannot become unclean. Mishnah. Oh, that's the end of the prayer. Next prayer.
Hey, that's great.
Chavish in Israel. Matzei Meir Mazel Shalosh Sudos. Boy Melachem Bo Batzil Lachem Vachel Yisbog Vein Sochati Nesaber Sotim Mem Mashkin Yatsu Miatma Nasurin Rabbi Yudah Meir Melachin Ayetim Mem Mutter Yil Mashkin Ayetim Mem Nasur Chaos Fashir Yishkha Meir of Shabbos Yatsu Miatma Nasurin Rabbi Lezer Matur. If a jug was broken, one may save from it food for three meals. And one may say to others, come and save for yourselves, provided he does not absorb. One may, means absorb in a, like a paper towel. One may not press fruit to extract from it liquids. And if they came out by themselves, they are prohibited. Rabbi Yudah says, if for food, in other words, it went on to food, what comes out from them is permitted, like a lemon on chicken. And if it for drink, what comes to them is prohibited. If honeycombs are crushed before Shabbos, and it came forth by itself, it is prohibited. But Rabbi Eliezer Lozer permits. Mishnebeis, kol shebo mechami merv Shabbos shereso b'chami m'Shabbos. Kol shlobo b'chami merv Shabbos medichno so b'chami m'Shabbos. Chutzin amaliyah chayoshim v'dogi amluchim kitanim v'kuyas ha'ispanim shadochoson higmar malachton. Whatever comes in hot water before Shabbos, one may soak it in hot water on Shabbos. And whatever did not come in hot water before Shabbos, one may rinse it in hot water on Shabbos. Except for an old salted dish and small salted fish and a Spanish culias. For this rinsing is the completion of their work. Maka Bepatish. Okay. It's interesting. It's called Maka Bepatish. The Gati calls it boiling. Because he's going to the Bavli, there's no Maka Bepatish by Ochlin. We who know Yerushalmi know that Zgmar Malachton can indicate that it's Maka Bepatish by Ochlin. Pretty good ride from the Mishnah. Shavranim is a Chavis Lecho grow. Next parak? No, not yet. Mishnah Gimel. Shavranim is a Chavis Lecho and men are grogress. Vajli is Kavin Lesos Kli. Ve Nokvi Megufa Shachavis. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Ve Choy Matirin. One may break a jug to eat from it dried figs, provided that he did not intend to make a vessel. And one may not bore a bung of a jug. Ooh, boy. That's a bung. Rabbi Yehuda. The words Rabbi Yehuda. But the sages permit, and one may not bore it from its side, for it, and if it was pierced, he may not put on it wax, because he is spreading. Rabbi Yehuda said, Insa came before Rabbi Yochanan Zaki in Arab, and he said, I fear for him that he must bring a sin offering. Mishnah Daled. Nosing tavshu toch abor bishul sheir shom revesa mayim yofim baroim bishul sheir tzanu vesa tzonim bachamo bishul sheir chamu bishul shukil baderach b'mayim marach boen v'enu choshesh higil chotzer chitzoyna shulchum bachamo avalo k'neged om. One may cook, put cooked food into well so it will be preserved, and good water into bad so that it will become cold, and the cold in the sun so that it will become hot. If one's garments fell on the way into the water, he may walk in them and need not fear. But if you nothing to fear but fear itself. But if you reach the outer courtyard, he may spread them in the sun, but not opposite the people. Mishnah, harochin to be made more of mate very of any stopping. Some of you, I feel best. I'll need to also even be other. I have a sorry I'm stopping on Lutas Achas. Pename and then Raglame, or Vino some be other. If one washed in the water of a cave and in the water of Tiberias, and he wipes, even with 10 towels, he may not bring them in his hand. But if 10 people wipe with 1 towel their faces, their hands, and their feet, then they may bring it in hand and remind each other not to squeeze it.
Shavuot.
apitvizin, it says here. Vei matzvin es hakotan, vei machzirin es hashever. Mishariv goyoda v'chaklo, lo yitofein betzoinin. Avarochet sugadarko, vei nisrapi nisrapi. One may anoint to rub the stomach, but one may not knead nor scrape. One may not go down to the kordima nor use apiktizin, a pikek. And one may not manipulate a child nor set a fracture. If anyone's hands are forward, dislocated, it may not dash cold water on them, but it may wash them in a normal manner, and if he healed, he is healed. Next parak, 23. About transactions on Shabbos. A man may borrow from his fellows jugs of wine and jugs of oil, right? That is not saying to them, loan me. And presumably a woman from her fellow's loaves. And if he does not trust him, he may leave his cloak with him, and he makes an accounting of him after Shabbat. Shabbos. Similarly, Pesach even if Jerusalem falls on Shabbos, he leaves his cloak with him, and he takes his Pesach sacrifice, and he makes an accounting with him after the festival. A man may count his guests and his courses from his mouth, but not from his from writing. And one may cast lots with his children and the members of his household about the table, provided that he does not intend to make a large portion as against a small portion, because of dice, like gambling. And they may cast their lots for sacrifices on a festival, but not for portions. A man may not hire laborers on Shabbos, and a man may not tell his fellow to hire laborers for him. One may not wait for nightfall at the Shabbos limit, means at the tchum, to hire laborers and to bring produce. But he may wait for nightfall to guard, and he may bring produce in his hand. Avishol say the general rule, whatever I am allowed to speak of, I am permitted to wait for nightfall regarding it. One may wait for nightfall at the Shabbat limit to care for the affairs of a bride and for the affairs of a corpse, to bring its coffin and shrouds. If a non-Jew brought flutes on Shabbos, a Jew may not eulogize with them, unless it came from a nearby place within the tchum. If they made for him a coffin and they dug for him a grave, a Jew may be buried in it. And if for a Jew, if they intended to make for a Jew, he may never be buried in it. It would have to be a grave a goy made for himself. Mishlei, osi kol tzorach ha'emes. Sochin madichin osa olivachla zizabu eiver. Shobdim mezakar mitachto matzin osa lechol. Shushi amtin. They may make ready all the needs of the corpse, and they may anoint and wash it, provided that they do not move its limb. They may take away the cushion from it and place it on the sand so that it will keep. They may tie the jaw, not so that it will rise, but so that it may not increase. And similarly, in other words, get sag more. Similarly, if a beam is broken, one may not support with a bench, and nor with the long ones of the bed, the long beams, not so. were made to borrow the bench and with long ones of a bed. Not so it will rise, but that show may not increase. They may not close the eyes of a corpse in Shabbos, and not a weekday with departure of a soul. And if one closes the eyes of the departure of the soul, then such a one sheds blood. Perachov Dalit. Whoever the Mishaykh Shabaderach, those Gisel Nachri, Amen or Nachri, Minyak Hamor, Gil Chater Chitzona, Notos Akalim, Haitoim Shabbos, Vain Toim Shayin Toim Shabbos, Matthias Chavolim, Vasaki Nothingham Male. Whoever is overtaken by nightfall on the road gives his purse to a non Jew. And if there is no non Jew with him, he may place it on a
donkey.
He reached the outer courtyard. He may take the vessels that may be handled on Shabbos, and those that may not be handled on Shabbos, he loosens ropes and the sacks fall by themselves. Mishnah Beis, Matir Pekiye Amir Lifnei Beima, Mefasasin Esakipin Avalos Azirin, Emraskin Los Hashachas Los Chulin Lifnei Beima, Bedaka Ben Gassar, Yuna Matir Chulin Adaka. One may loosen bunches of sheezy for cattle, and one may separate Kifin, but not Zirin. Good translation there. One may not chop up young corn or carob pods before cattle, whether large or small. Rabbi Yehuda permits carob pods before this meal or small. Keeping it in our different types of branches. Mishnah Gimel, Ein Obsis Gamo Avolo Dorsin Amalitin. Veim Arminus Hagolim Avo Malitin. Maglachlum Malkatin Latranigolim. No Simayim Lamursa. Avolo Govlin. One may not stuff a camel and not cram, but one may put food in its mouth. And one may not stuff calves, but one may put food in their mouth. And one may not strew feed for fowls. And one may put water and coarse bran, but not kneed. And one may not put water before bees and before doves and a dovecot, but one may put before geese and fowls and before yonei hardei souls. Mishnah Mechachim es adulim lifnei behema, aves and aves nei klavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lois and avelim erev Shabbos asur lefish enem min amuchon. One may cut gourds for cattle and a carcass for dogs. Rabbi Yehuda says it was not a carcass for Shabbos, it's prohibited because it was not designated. I will read part of Mishnah, but not the whole thing. The fearing of the Torah of Shabbos is shown in the Torah of Shabbos. Talking to Samora, Modinim Samadlis, and Samikta. One may annul vows on Shabbos, and one may be asked about things that are needed for Shabbos. One may stop up a light hole and measure a strip and a mikvah, and the mikvah, and the rest you can read when you make the seum. I don't think we're going to make the seum tonight.